The Journey of My Heart, Passages from the Diary of a Pilgrim to Sri Ramanashramam, continued from the January-February issue. 20th of January 1983, the Akshat Pradakshina. We began to recite the Aksharamanamalai together, but right at the invocation, Kunjaswami stopped and said, "Bhagavan has written, 'Extend to me your hand of grace, one with Arunachala.' He addressed the mountain as his equal. This is most rare. In virtually all devotional hymns, the invocation is a prayer to God for His grace. However, Bhagavan wrote, 'Extend to me your hand.' Bhagavan was a real American." When we came to the first verse, Kunjaswami paused to exclaim. "Thou dost root out the ego of those who meditate on thee in the heart, O Arunachala. All of Bhagavan's teaching is contained in the first verse." Our singing continued as one voice in an ecstatic mood as the ox cart bumped down the dirt road toward Adi Annamalai. Sri Arunachala glowed in the light of dusk. The road was completely deserted, and we were free to let our praise of Arunachala rise from the heart. Approaching the town, we stopped singing and passed quietly through the village. "There is no hymn like Aksharamanamalai," Kunjaswami said. "Bhagavan has compared it to the Vedas. Generally, the Vedas are listened to for the vibration of the sound. Aksharamanamalai is similar. In this hymn, we press our demands on Arunachala. We are on familiar terms with Arunachala. Bhagavan wrote the hymn as a woman to a man, Arunachala. See how clever he is. In the end, he says, 'Although I have exposed you, you are my Lord. You must be gracious and accept me.'" Outside of the town, our singing resumed. As our ox cart slowed atop Bhagavan's bridge, we saw the large orange ball of the sun sitting between the trees lining the road we had just traveled. With the horizon, a bright pink and a crescent moon directly overhead in the cool blue sky, it was a sight of divine beauty. Knowing this to be our last pradakshina, I drank in the scene with my eyes. Kunjaswami said, "In New York, you will not see the sunset." I was just thinking the same thing, I said. I was just thinking that I will have this be my sunset for the next 5 years. We stopped and ate our fill of puffed rice, bananas, peanuts and candy and resumed our way. We also resumed our singing of the marital garland of letters. The mountain was now a dark silhouette against a golden and pink sky, radiant with light. It deepened to pink, purple and then darkness as we jangled down the road in our ox cart concert. Kunjaswami does not like that you have said, "For the next 5 years, Ganesan related to me." "What should I say then?" I asked. Kunjaswami says, "You will come back sooner, and when you come back, you will be a Tamil Pandit." As our ox cart came up the road facing Skandashramam, Kunjaswami reminisced, "Bhagavan used to come up this road. The houses at night would be lit up, the doors and windows open, and people would be quiet, just like this. This is like the Turiya state." Bhagavan would say, "All the doors of the senses are wide open, and yet the mind is quiet." When we arrived back at the ashrama, Kunjaswami remarked, "We had done tapasya," laughing, as he stretched his legs to climb out of the cart. For me, this was anything but tapasya, or so I thought. Over dinner in Paul's room, Kunjaswami told us two stories about the competition between someone and the sage Vasishtha. In each contest, the humility of the sage Vasishtha brought him victory. The first was a competition to feed 1,008 people beneath one's own station. In the second, the challenge was to see who could bring the sun nearer the earth by virtue of his tapasya. The former contestant recited the various places where he had done intense tapasya. and described his penances. Then, on the strength of his tapasya, he called the sun to come nearer. The sun advanced 1 mile. The sage Vasishtha pondered deeply. He thought, I am a grihastha. I have done no penance to speak of, but once coming through the woods, I stopped a while to hear the Vedas recited and expounded. This I will consider my penance. So thinking, he called on the sun to come nearer. The sun came down to earth, causing everyone to scatter. The immaculately pure wife of the sage, Arundhati, was unaffected, however. She hid the sun under her sari, then sent it back to heaven. The point of the story, Kunjaswami concluded, is that you never need feel you have done no penance, for you have gone round Arunachala thinking and talking of Bhagavan. If anyone ever challenges you and asks what tapasya you have done, you can say you have done the greatest tapasya, Giri Pradakshina. There is no tapasya greater than this. By Evelyn Casilo Safare.